Well, hello and welcome to our broadcast. We're going to begin a new series today entitled, Where is the Line Concerning Separation? Stay tuned for our program. I think that the two main issues that we are confronted with today is the issue of salvation and the issue of separation. And the reason that we are faced with the apostasy that we are faced with today is because we dropped the major doctrine of salvation that says you must repent, and Jesus said it, in order to be saved. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. As a result of that, we've had a lot of people pray prayers and end up in our churches, our fundamental churches, that haven't been saved at all. They think they are, and it's a tragic thing that we're doing here when we change the plan of salvation. That's wicked. The other reason that we are facing the apostasy that we are facing today has to do with the doctrine of separation. And we have dumped that as well. We've said, well, you want to get a crowd of people in church, you can't tell them they have to repent. That'll offend them, so don't tell them that. Just get them to pray a nice little prayer. It's strange how that doesn't work for the Catholics, so we say that doesn't work for them, but it works for you. Did you call yourself a Baptist? No, it doesn't work at all. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And so we have that problem, and then we have the lack of separation. We've dropped that. We just don't do that anymore. We've let down the walls, and as a result, apostasy is coming in like a flood. Now, the purpose of this program and the reason we do it is to try to encourage the faithful who really want to do what is right. And the faithful, the sincere Christian, will honestly want to know, where is the line concerning separation? Is there something in the Bible that'll tell me exactly where that line is? Well, we need to understand, first of all, that there's two aspects of separation that the Bible talks about. One has to do with separation from the world, and one has to do with separation from Christians who compromise. Now, we read in 1 John chapter 2, verse number 15, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. Now you notice, we mention the word world again and again. Love not the world, the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, all that is in the world, but, he said, the pride of life and so on is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now, also in this verse, we have the word love and we have the word lust. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. Now, what we have to do is determine if we really want to live according to the way the Lord lives, then we are going to determine that we will find out what God's talking about when he tells us not to be in fellowship with the world. Where's the line? Well, it's important to understand, to begin with, that when we became a Christian, we then had two natures. The Bible says in Galatians 5, verse number 17, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other. Even Paul the Apostle, near the end of his life, he said, oh, who shall deliver me from the old nature? The things I want to do, I don't do, and the things I don't want to do, I do. We're all going to have a problem with these two natures. Someone said years ago an old Indian had two dogs. One dog was a white one and one was a black one. And somebody said, The dogs were always fighting, and somebody said, which dog wins? He said, well, whichever one I feed. And so whichever nature we feed, that's the nature that's going to grow. If we feed on the Word of God and we study to show ourselves approved and do the things the Scripture says to do, then that nature will grow. If we feed on the things of the world and watch television more than we study the Bible, well, it's very obvious which nature is going to grow. So the question is, where is the line concerning separation? Now, in order to understand that question and to get to the place where we can even come up with an answer where that line might be, we need to understand that there has been a lot of changes in this world in the last 50 years, and those changes demand a different line of separation than 50 years ago. The world, we look at them, and we need to see, well, what is the character of these people out there? And then the world, what their character is going to determine their behavior. Now, back in 1950, if you were going to let your children play with the children across the street and they weren't Christians, that might not be a problem. But it could be a serious problem today because things have changed, the character of people has changed, and their behavior has changed, and there's a lot of more things that could trap all of us, not just our children. There's more things that could trap us in the world today than there has ever been before. And so we need to understand that things have changed. The Bible is very plain about this. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, hard to do times. And it goes on to say, in these last days, men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unholy, unthankful, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Now, I understand that verse is talking about what's going on within our churches, not what's going on in the world. Those sorts of things have been going on in the world ever since the beginning of time. However, even in the world, the character of people has changed so much in the last 50 years that these things are a lot more prevalent than they were years ago. So verse 5 says here, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Well, if we're going to turn away from those who have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof, we need to know where that line is. Where is the line where they have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof? I think it's an important question, and it's not a simple question. We need to understand this too, that God's word says concerning friendships, it says in James 4 and verse number 4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not? Now he's talking to Christians here. Hang on to that. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now, look at the analogy that God uses when we're friends with the world. Ye are adulterers and adulteresses. That's a pretty strong analogy. It says in the Bible in Ephesians 5 verse number 11, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. No fellowship. Now, it'll help a lot to figure out where that line is if we just be faithful to that verse right there. Say, I'm not going to have any fellowship with them. Well, you're not going to have any fellowship with them. You don't have to worry about the line, do you? But it doesn't just say that. It says, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Now, you spend a little time reproving them for their sin, and you won't have to worry about where the line is. They'll drop for you. They just won't have anything to do with you. So we have the separation from the world, and then we have a harder subject, is separation from compromising Christians. Now, where is the line concerning that? Well, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15, the Bible says this, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now, just looking at those verses for a minute, we'll come back to them, but study to show yourself approved. You're not going to find out where that line is unless we study. And then it says, shun some things. And then he talks about two people, Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred. He is exposing them. He is saying, now you don't want to fellowship with these people because they are overthrowing the faith of some. Now we get down to verse 20, it says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Goes on to say, flee youthful lusts, follow righteousness and faith and charity and peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Follow with those who are following the Lord with a pure heart. Verse 23, he says, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patience, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Now, in our broadcast to come, we're going to have a look at this portion of Scripture here and look at it to see if we will just make this portion of Scripture a reality, and we'll see it in our next broadcast. If we'll make it a reality in our lives, you won't have to worry about where to draw the line. We just have to do these things here, and that unsaved world and compromising Christians will draw the line for you. Well, we'll look at it in much more detail in our next broadcast. Be sure and tune in. Thank you.